إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا الشمس كبرت وإذا النجوم انكدرت وإذا الجبال سيرت وإذا العشار عطلت وإذا الوحوش حشرت وإذا البحار سجرت وإذا النفوس زوجت وإذا الموءودة سئلت بأي ذنب قتلت وإذا الصحف نشرت وإذا السماء كشطت وإذا الجحيم سعرت وإذا الجنة أزلفت علمت نفس ما أحضرت فلا أقسم بالخنس الجوار الكنس والليل إذا عسعس والصبح إذا تنفس إنه لقول رسول كريم ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين مطاع ثم أمين وما صاحبكم بمجنون ولقد رآه بالأفق المبين وما هو على الغيب بضنين وما هو بقول شيطان رجيم فأين تذهبون إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا اللهم ارفع الله الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سمع الله لمن حمده
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Thank you.
inshallah, there will be Rushi Majlis after the remaining prayer and Seerah study circle too, inshallah, for about half an hour. You're all invited. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وانزل المقد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده وبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وآل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي 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 وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله، السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات، والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات، الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله، 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 بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. And the other one as well. اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمة وآله، اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمة وآله، اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمة وآله، اللهم صل وسلم على نبي الرحمة وآله. جزاكم الله خيرا. We've not asked you for your durood sharif, how many times you read, and mashallah, many brothers make the effort during the week. So if we keep account of it, hopefully I think we'd manage a million every couple of months, inshallah. Because brothers make a lot of effort. So if you don't mind, if you can quickly give me a summary if you'd like to. So, pichle, I think it's been about a month. Did? Approximately? 30, mashallah. Jive. A few thousand. 10? 5? Okay. Let's say 5. Anybody else? Pure mahine mein. Ya Rahman. Yeah, mahine mein, 34, mashallah. So that's 40. Ji. 6,000. Mashallah, 46. Anybody else? 16. Mashallah, 52. No, that's 62. Mashallah. The whole month, mashallah. 5. Pure mahine ka. Chalo, alhamdulillah, thoda bada hai, inshallah. So 62 to 67. You two brothers are still counting. MashaAllah. Anybody else? Daktur, you're very quiet. You're very quiet today. I said, you're very quiet. So, MashaAllah, how much? In a month?
Over how long?
1 month, MashaAllah, because we've not counted for the 1 month. 4 weeks. MashaAllah. Well done. MashaAllah. 92. Yes. How much was it?
I've done 2,500 new chief, including this week's and last week's.
Okay. MashaAllah. That's not bad. At least something's going.
I don't care.
No, that's not nice. Now we're planning to count. So give us a rough estimate. You have, mashallah, you used to do 10, 12, 15. Okay, let's start again. Okay, this is the benefit. When we count, and we keep trying to keep count of things, MashaAllah, the brothers used to do 12, 15, and now they've forgotten. Gee, for the month, remember, 4 weeks. MashaAllah. So that's past 100. So alhamdulillah, over 100,000. So inshallah, we'll try and make an effort. Inshallah, we'll try and make an effort, Durood Sharif. And Ayat Karima for Gaza as well, at the weekend that we do, Sunday, MashaAllah. La ilaha illallah. This week again, weekend is just that sometimes I'm not here because I'm traveling. This weekend again, this Sunday, I'll be away to Manchester. I won't be here. But the du'as are there, inshallah. So, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu Nusallim wa Nusallim ala Rasulil Kareem. Talking about the Ahlul Bayt and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we said that the daughters of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are particularly, they're a very special part of Ahlul Bayt. Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha is the eldest of the four. So how many daughters did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have? Four. So the eldest was Zainab. And she was married to Abu al-As ibn al-Rabi'a, who was part of the Banu Umayyah dynasty. It's an interesting element for some of us who've been taught the hatred of Banu Umayyah, that three of the four daughters of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were married to men from Banu Umayyah. So Banu Umayyah are not as bad as they are often portrayed, often painted, often we are taught that Banu Umayyah were the haters of Ahlul Bayt. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave three of his daughters in marriage to Banu Umayyah, men from Banu Umayyah. So we need to, so maybe the reality is different. And we talked about information warfare, information warfare after Zuhr today. So say that often we think that Banu Umayyah, everyone had from all of them, they were all evil, they were all bad. Not really. The Prophet, if they were as such, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would not have given three of his daughters to Banu Umayyah. Usually you give one and you realize that these are bad people and you just stay away from them. Okay, na, ayn dani aisa karna. But the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not once, twice, three of his daughters, they were married to men from Banu Umayyah. Anyway, so Sayyidah Zainab radiallahu anha, when she passed away, she radiallahu anha, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I did mention last week that how her body was prepared, how the body was washed, how the ghusl was performed, how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he was overseeing the entire process. It says here, Sayyidah Zainab radiallahu anha, her funeral salah was led by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and at this occasion, not only men but women were also present. Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anha, she was present in the salatu janaza of her sister Sayyidah Zainab radiallahu anha. So, someone asked Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu anhu, is it permissible for women to attend funeral? He said, وَقَدْ إِنَّ زَيْنَبَ بِنْتَ نَبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ تُوفِيَتْ وَإِنَّ فَاطِمَةَ خَرَجَتْ فِي نِسَائِهَا فَصَلَّتْ عَلَى أُخْتِهَا. Anyway, this is not the mainstream opinion. The mainstream opinion is that women shouldn't. Because there are ahadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he discouraged women from attending funeral. But anyway, so this is one opinion for one of them. So they use this as a reference that Sayyidah Zainab radiallahu anha, when she passed away, Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha was present in the Salatul Janaza. Anyway, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I've explained that this is not the Muftabihi opinion, the fatwa, or the opinion, or the opinion that prevails. The prevalent opinion is that women are asked to stay at home. They are not even invited. They are not even obliged to attend Salatul Jum'ah. They're not even obliged to attend the daily prayers. The Prophet ﷺ said that the greater virtue for women, in terms of salah, the most virtuous of their salah is the one that's performed in privacy. So alone, this is for women. Allah says in the ayah, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ, as we read last week, a few weeks back, that they should stay at home. So janaza is not a necessity for which they need to come out, so they do not have to come. And it's not even preferred that they attend Salatul Janaza. After the Janaza, I did mention that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to the cemetery, and the cemetery wasn't, and the qabr of Sayyidah Zainab was not ready yet. And they were still digging. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at the time was seen overwhelmed with grief. Sahaba couldn't even talk to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When the qabr was ready, The Prophet ﷺ went into the grave himself first, and he stood there for a moment, for a little while, then he came out. And then the companions asked, I think I mentioned it last week, the companions asked, Ya Rasulullah, we noticed earlier that you were overwhelmed with grief, but now you appear to be a little better, a little relieved. So the Prophet ﷺ said that I was concerned, I was worried about my Zainab's weakness, and I was worried about the test of the grave, how it kind of, how it squeezes, and its narrowness, how it squeezes the mayyit. So I was worried and was concerned because of the weakness of my Zainab. So I prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that difficulty easy for her and protect her from that fitna and save her. So the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla accepted my dua. So my daughter was spared such test. كُنْتُ أَذْكُرُ ضِيقَ الْقَبْرِ وَغَمَّهُ وَضُعْفَ زَيْنَبَ وَضَمَّهُ وَضُعْفَ زَيْنَبَ فَكَانَ ذَلِكَ يَشُقُّ عَلَيَّ فَدَعَوْتُ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَنْ يُخَفِّفْ عَنْهَا فَفَعَلْ. Anyway, so this was Sayyida Zainab radiyallahu anha. And when she passed away, she left behind a son and a daughter. I talked about daughter Umama bint Abi al-As. That Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved her dearly. فَإِذَا سَدَدَ when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam sometimes would be performing salah, and she would just jump on the shoulders of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he would get up, he would hold the child. فَإِذَا سَدَدَ وَضَعَهَا وَإِذَا قَامَ حَمَلَهَا رواه البخاري وَكَانَ يُحِبُّهَا وَيَحْمِلُهَا فِي الصَّلَاةِ. So this is what Sayyida Umama radiyallahu anha, the daughter of Sayyida Zainab radiyallahu anha. When Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha was about to pass away, she left her will. She asked Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu that after her, if he ever marries, he should take Umama in nikah. So she said, وَأَنَا أُوصِيكَ أَن تَزَوَّجَ بِنْتَ أُخْتِ زَيْنَبَ. So I want you to marry my niece, the daughter of my sister Zainab, her daughter Umama. I instruct you, and I do as a wasiyah, I ask you to marry her if you ever want to marry after me. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, when Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha passed away, he took Sayyidina Umama radiallahu anha in marriage, and the nikah was overseen by Zubayr ibn Awam radiallahu anhu. So this was Sayyida Zainab. When Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu passed away, he was martyred. Then Umama, for the second time, she married with Mughira bin Nawfal bin Harith ibn Abdul Muttalib. And there, while she was in his nikah, she radiallahu anha passed away, and she did not leave behind any children. So Sayyida Zainab left behind a daughter who was married to Sayyidina Ali first, and then to Mughira bin Nawfal. However, she did not have any children. And the other child that Sayyida Zainab left behind was Ali. His name was Ali. Ali ibn Abi al-As. So Abu al-As ibn Rabi was the husband of Sayyida Zainab. So Ali ibn Abi al-As, he was the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, just like Sayyidina Hassan and Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhumah. So Ali ibn Abi al-As, he spent his childhood in the care of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So much so, he was very prominent. When Makkah was conquered and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered Makkah, he was on the camel. And who was on the same camel with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Guess what? Who else was there with him? It was this Ali, the son of Zainab radiallahu anha and son of Zainab ibn Abu al-As. He was also sitting on the same camel with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam behind him. But he did not live for too long, and closer to the age of puberty, 12, 13 years of age, that is when this Ali radiallahu anhu passed away. So this was the first of the four daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to love her dearly. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when she passed away, once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remembered her, and he said that it was she was the hiya khayru banati usibat fiyya. And one report says, he said, hiya afdalu banati usibat fiyya. He was the best of my daughters. He was the most virtuous. He had most fadila. He was the best of them, and she had to endure hardship, pain because of me. She was targeted because of me. So this hadith says that of the four daughters, Sayyida Zainab was the khair. She was the best. So there comes a question. Normally we hear that Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, she'll be the chief and the head of the women in Jannah. And this hadith says that Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha was the best of the four, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that she was the best of my daughters. So how do you reconcile the tension? One hadith says quite clearly that Sayyida Fatima she'll be the chief head of the women in Jannah, and this report says that Sayyida Zainab is the best. So some ulama rahimahullah, they've explained that to be the chief of and to be Sayyid, it's not necessarily that you have to that you be the best. Sometimes someone has more fadilat and greater virtue, but for other reasons he's not appointed as the figurehead and as the chief. So to acquire the chieftain, to be the chief, you do not necessarily have to be the afdal. Sometimes you appoint someone a chief even when his father's present in the people. So even when the son takes the seat of the chief, even when his father is present, and the father may even be better than him, more learned, more pious, yet for some other reasons you take the son, people appoint son as a chief. So these are two different types of you could say the virtues. One is to be the sayyid and to be the chief, and the other is to be the best and to carry more fazila. So this hadith says the Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam considered her to be the best. However, at the same time he said that the chief in Jannah of women will be my daughter Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha wa ardaha. Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha, just like this is what you'd see in the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were very kind of, they would lead very simple life. Very simple life, ascetic, as they say. So zuhud bilkul taun ki tabiyat mein. They're not interested. They were not greedy. So they would leave. They would wear simple. They would eat simple, and their lifestyle was simple. They weren't kind of. They didn't have the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They didn't have this habit of showing off. So some people, they always wear the best. They take the best, and they just want the best. This was not the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They normally used to make sacrifice, and they would give the best to other people, and they would settle for simple. And this was the case with Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha too. So she would normally wear simple clothes. However, it doesn't mean that they hate the best and they do not like the best, or even for so they want some people, they want fame through simplicity. But this is not Ahl Bayt at the same time. They do not use this simplicity as a tool to become popular. When they if an opportunity comes and something, if there's for reasons, they sometimes wear the best clothes as well. And Ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, who was a child at the time, he says, I saw the daughter of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Zainab, ra'aytu ala Zainab bint Rasulillahi qamisa haririn sira. I saw that she was wearing a silk a qamis made of silk that had stripes on it. So this was, and another hadith says that she was wearing a chadar, a clock on her, but one or the other, qamis or the clock, but she sometimes wore expensive and kind of elaborate clothes as well, but this wasn't her normal routine. Her normal routine was to wear simple, and she prefer to have a simple, simple way. Next comes Sayyida Ruqayya bint Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the eldest of the four was Zainab, and number two is Ruqayya radiallahu anha. She was born 3 years after the birth of Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha. So she was 3 years younger than her sister Zainab. And at the time when she was born, Sayyida Ruqayya, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 33 years old. So Zainab in that case means that Zainab was born when the Prophet ﷺ was 30. Now I think it did mention previously that Qasim radiallahu anhu was the first of the children of the Prophet ﷺ. Then comes Zainab and then comes Ruqayyah. So Ruqayyah radiallahu anha, she was daughter of the Prophet ﷺ and her mom's name was Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu anha. So when the Prophet ﷺ received his first message of Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, he at the time of Advent, when the Prophet ﷺ was appointed a Nabi, she was about 7 years old. And he invited openly. The open invitation was 3 years later, but at the initial experience, when the Prophet ﷺ received the first divine revelation, she was only 7 years of age, and along with her mother Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, Sayyida Zainab, or Sayyida Ruqayya, she also came into Islam, and she wabayat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam here wa akhawatuha hina bayahu an-nisa, along with other women she said shahada to. Subhanallah. Now interesting, look at this culture. She had been married to Abu Lahab's son Utbah, Ibn Abi Lahab, even before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared his prophethood. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam openly spoke to people, invited them to Allah, at 3 years after the first revelation. So that means that Ruqayyah was 10 years old when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam openly started preaching Islam. By that time, she had been married to Abu Lahab's son Utbah. So before she reached the age of 10, her rishta or her hand in marriage had been given to Utbah ibn Abi Lahab, even though she hadn't moved over to his house, and the nikah was done, but they were living with their parents. And at the same time, when the Prophet ﷺ did the nikah of Ruqayyah with the older son of Abu Lahab, the younger daughter of the Prophet ﷺ, Umm Kulthum, she was married to Utaybah, the number two, second son of Abu Lahab. So Abu Lahab had two sons. The oldest was married to Ruqayyah. The older one was married to Ruqayyah, and the younger one was married to Umm Kulthum. However, this was not, it was just a kind of agreed, you could say, or marriage agreed or marriage performed. But she hadn't moved over, and then the Prophet ﷺ started preaching Islam. When the Prophet ﷺ started preaching Islam and started calling people to Islam, what happened was Abu Lahab became very angry. And he said to his sons that him and his wife, Umm Jamil bint Harb, they both were, and they became enemies to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Azza wa Jal revealed an ayat, Abu Lahab, Surah Lahab, Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin wa tab. When this surah was revealed, they became furious. And they said to their sons that if you want to stay, keep any ties with us, you must divorce and cut this relationship with the daughters of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is what the poor fellows did. They were very unfortunate that their own parents led them to doom. Tawbah, astaghfirullah. Parents led them to their doom. Darsam. Parents led their children to their destruction. So if parents are ignorant, then this is what they do. إِذَا كَانَ الْغُرَابُ دَلِيلَ قَوْمٍ فَيُرْشِدُهُ سَبِيلَ الْهَالِكِينَ إِذَا كَانَ الْغُرَابُ دَلِيلَ قَوْمٍ. If the leader is deviant, and if the leader is lost, he'll lead people to their doom, to their destruction. So this is not the time to talk about this subject, but this is something, may Allah Ta'ala protect us. Fitna, where does the fitna come from? So for Utbah and Utaybah, their destruction, their doom came at the hands of their own parents. So such unfortunate parents. Anyway, so they wanted to cause discomfort, pain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I think we'll continue from here next week. Time for 20 past 8. Okay, inshallah we'll finish here. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursalin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina adhab al-nar. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يبلغنا حب إلى حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من نفوسنا وأهلنا من الماء البارد. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شر ما عملنا من شر ما لم نعمل، ونعوذ بك من شر ما علمنا من شر ما لم نعلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. آمين. برحمتك يا رب.